It's 6:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado has devoted more than $50 million to combating the coronavirus, but a lack of testing obscures the extent of the outbreak. CPR's Ben Marcus has more.
More than 5,000 people have tested positive for COVID-19 in Colorado, but many more tests simply can't be performed right now.
I think the real challenge here continues to be the availability of specimen collection kits.
That's Scott Bookman, incident commander for the state health department. He says swabs and personal protective gear are lacking. And so
we think that we have underrepresented the number of cases by somewhere between 4 and 10 times based on a lack of ability to collect specimens and test them.
But despite that, Bookman says the state has enough data to predict that COVID-19 won't peak until May. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
Several Colorado patients with serious COVID-19 symptoms received convalescent plasma, a treatment that doctors say is promising. Scott Kaplan, who has multiple sclerosis, received the treatment on Sunday and is now improving. The treatment involves taking the plasma from someone who's recovered from COVID-19 and transfusing it into someone who is currently sick. That passes disease-fighting antibodies from donor to recipient. Dr. Kyle Annen, the medical director of the blood bank at Children's Hospital Colorado, collected the plasma for the first transfusion in Colorado.
There is hope in this treatment. However, it's not a certainty, but it's great that we have this one additional thing in our arsenal to try to fight COVID-19.
The treatment was used during the H1N1 flu epidemic in 2010 and for the 1918 Spanish flu. A college system serving 9 counties in Colorado's mountains is making school more affordable this summer. CPR Western Slope reporter Stina Sieg says the hope is to boost the economy after the pandemic's devastating effects.
Colorado Mountain College says for the first time it's offering free tuition, books, and fees for summer semester for several groups of people. They include displaced workers and in-state students who took credit courses in the spring semester, among others. In a press release, the school says the Board of Trustees voted to use all $1.6 million it expects to receive in federal stimulus money on the program. It also plans to provide internet and donated laptops to students in need.
CPR Stina Sieg. This is CPR News.